Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bye.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm glad to be able to reintroduce you to our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is a member of our Brain Trust now for many, many years, and he is chief economist at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's a contributing columnist to Newsday, I think that's the publication, and many other things that he does. And he's a part-time chief economist for the Small Business Advocate Show. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you back.
One quick correction, no longer at Newsday.
Oh, really? So they finally got rid of their token conservative? Their token supply
right.
sider on Newsday?
The budget was low, so they got rid of the conservative guy. But I am writing a weekly column now for Dolan Media Company, and it goes in various business publications, including Long Island Business News. So I'm still writing.
Good for you. We couldn't suppress that. You
know,
we couldn't,
that's right.
We,
that's right.
We couldn't suppress the force that is Ray Keating.
Fair enough.
Ray, before we get into some of the other news that we're going to talk about today, I know you join me in saying that our hearts and prayers go out to all the people who in the Texas area and the adjoining areas, parts of Louisiana, and I think even over into Mississippi, Alabama. Those guys got some rough weather, some rough tides all the way up into the panhandle, I think, a little bit of Florida. But especially the Galveston, Houston area, Beaumont, that area over in there. The people in general, but small businesses in particular, because basically, I mean, you know, they're out of business. A lot of those small businesses are out of business. I know you join me in sending your best wishes to them and let them know that we're thinking about them and we wish them Godspeed.
Oh, absolutely. When you know, you see some of those pictures and what the area was like before and then the afterwards picture. It's devastating. So absolutely, thoughts and prayers with them and hopefully
could have been worse. Now that's cold comfort if your house has been washed away and we got about 40 people have been killed over there in that area, and if your business is you know 10 foot has been under underwater for 10 foot, you know, that's cold comfort. But in general, for the whole area, that thing came ashore not nearly as bad as it could have.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people got out. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do, and that's the best thing they could have done.
Well, one of the reasons they got out was the government said certain death.
Yeah.
If you stay here, you will experience certain death.
Yeah, you know, I heard about that with the press. If that doesn't make you get up and get out, I don't know what will.
That would get my attention. I got this thing about wanting to be on.
Right.
I got this. I'm not crazy about the Gophers bringing my mail. Right.
Yeah.
So, Ray, let's move over to some other issues, and we're going to talk, folks. One of the things that Ray and I are going to talk about today is what we think the Fed is going to do today. Now, this is for almost 10 years. I've been doing a Fed Watch show, actually about 10 years, a Fed Watch show every 6 weeks or so, eight times or so a year. The Federal Reserve Board meets and talks about monetary issues for the United States and even for the globe. Actually, their decisions sometimes impact the globe, the global economy. And so we're going to talk about that today because they are meeting today. But you know, as it turns out, Ray, when we scheduled you, we had no idea that we were going to have the wild weekend that we had this week.
Hey, you didn't predict that, Jim. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'll tell you what. I'm more of a macro predictor kind of thing, Ray, because the 1st of January, when we started this year, I looked around at the politics and the economy, and I said to my audience, I said, we're going to experience in 08, politically and economically, we're going to experience the full brunt of the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And that's come to pass.
Yeah, no, it really has, and it's you know, when you look at everything that happened over the weekend with Lehman Brothers and Bank of America buying out Merrill Lynch, and now, you know, all the things swirling around AIG. It's just, it's incredibly uncertain times, and unfortunately these events are stacked on top of, or they're piling on, other uncertainties that we have right now, and it does not make for a good economic picture.
Well, it's pretty scary. Lehman Brothers took bankruptcy. The moral hazard of the Federal Reserve, of the federal government, only goes so far, apparently, because Bear Stearns was about to take bankruptcy, and they bailed them out, basically.
Yeah,
they didn't bail them out. They just disposed of them in a way that wasn't bankruptcy. But Lehman apparently wasn't allowed to do that. Merrill Lynch being bought by Bank of America, who saw that coming? And then, of course, AIG is probably, some people think it's probably bankrupt, but will they let it go bankrupt? It's so big. Is it truly too big to fail? And what does all this mean to you and me in our lives and our families and our small businesses? We'll talk about these things right after these messages with our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow I'm going to be in Hampton Roads, Virginia, broadcasting from the Hampton Roads Small Business Development Center. You know who those guys are. All over the country, small business development centers do a great job. And so Jim Carroll and his group over there in Hampton Roads have invited me to come over. And we actually had this on the books for a long, long time. And so we're going to be traveling today over to Hampton Roads, Virginia. So all my friends on the eastern shore of Virginia over there, thank you for inviting me. We're heading to see you. We'll be broadcasting from your Small Business Development Center somewhere near you over there tomorrow. And then on Thursday and Friday, folks, we're gonna head on up to D.C. and spend a couple of days up there. So we'll be broadcasting from our nation's capital on Thursday and Friday. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll be on the road again. Ray Keating is our guest. We're talking about the economic condition, the situation that's going on right now in the United States, and what the Fed will, if anything, what they will do about it. So Ray, let me tell you something else I predicted, or I didn't predict, but I said in April, I said there's no way that the demand for oil has doubled in the last 12 months the way the price of oil has doubled in the last 12 months. This is nothing more than speculation, not to damn the speculators, because they have a right to be in the business that they're in. They weren't doing anything illegal. If anything, it's a pox on Congress for not having a good energy policy. But that was turned out to be correct, because oil, as of this moment, somewhere around this moment, is at $92 a barrel. Down, that's $50+ in the last 60 days.
Right, right. And it's, you were absolutely right. And you are, and I have to say, I will say, I was also one of the cooler heads. I mean, it was very easy to turn on the television and say, we will never see, oil below $100
Baloney.
Again, and it's heading to $200, and the world is coming to an end. We've heard this before. If you go back, for example, you can use the 70s and the very early 80s. Inflation, we will have to deal with inflation for the rest of our lives, and we'll have to deal with oil running rampant for the rest of our lives. And these are many of my colleagues in the the economics profession.
So-called economists, right?
Right, exactly. So it's very easy to get caught up in the moment. And when we're looking at everything that's going on with Wall Street right now, it's very easy to get caught up in the moment. We have some rough times to get past here, but markets will adjust and the economy will come back. But you mentioned on energy the failure of the federal government, and that's, you're absolutely right about that, and that's spread.
In my opinion, that's where the largest blame lands, is on the failure of our Congress and the administrations, the last three or four, you could say, that failed to produce a coherent and effective plan, energy plan for our country.
You're right, and there are other things as well that they have to take the blame for. When you talk about policymakers, let's talk about the Federal Reserve. And and they have not been doing their job of fighting inflation and securing the value of the dollar. And guess what? That's part of the the oil story as
That's right.
When you look at the change in value of the dollar.
Part of the price of oil, because the oil is denominated in U.S. dollars, and part of the price of the run-up in price of oil was because the dollar was sinking.
Right, absolutely correct. And there are obviously other issues. I mean, in terms of, you know, things have started, you know, they're never going to, well, they won't be completely calm for the foreseeable future, but a lot of the oil-producing regions, things have calmed down, and you're seeing that risk come out of the price of oil as well. So, you know, and something else on the economic front in general. You know, I think it was Ken Lewis yesterday, the Bank of America guy, said something about he expected the economy to remain sluggish into late 2009, perhaps 2010. And, you know, that's a – I don't think that's inaccurate. But the thing to add into the mix here is that keep in mind that we have, you know, this November election, and we have the economy staring at a massive tax increase at the end of 2010. So if nothing is done,
this is going to happen if they do nothing.
Right, that's the real scary part.
Right,
you know, you can.
It's already set in motion.
Right, you can count on politicians to talk a lot, but you can also, you know, they often wind up doing nothing. And if nothing is done to fix the situation, the current, you know, we're on schedule right now for a massive tax increase at the end of 2010. Well, that's not going to be good for the economy as we're looking at. So
that's exactly
these are
right.
major uncertainties that we're staring at in terms of tax policy. There are a lot of questions on energy, regulatory policy, monetary policy, and then add into the mix what's going on right now. And we could talk about, you know, what might be the fallout of those Wall Street thing for Main Street and small businesses. It just creates a lot of clouds for the economy.
Absolutely. So so what do you think about, as you look out across what's going on Wall Street, clearly where we are right now with regard to Wall Street and the financial industry, Ray, it has been created by just extreme examples of greed. What do you think?
Well, I think you had monetary policy juicing things up, far too easy monetary policy, and that translated into all the crazy things that were going on Wall Street and the instruments that, quite frankly, I can't understand half of them. And I think it was a bad risk assessment. Obviously, I think
there was no risk assessment.
Right.
For a long time.
Into the equation, and then you know you've also got to think about how did all of these. Steps taken, Sarbanes-Oxley, and all these other things that the federal government got involved with in terms of them dictating how Wall Street should work. How has that hurt the situation?
Exactly. Is the mark-to-market, is that a Sarbanes-Oxley thing? Was that already there?
I'd have to go back and check.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Stand by, Ray. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll talk about what the Fed will do today right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Ray Keating. Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Right, Ray?
Absolutely. Go there and you see something new almost every day.
And tell us a little bit about SBE Council.
We're a small business advocacy group. We've got about 70,000 members across the country, and we work on policy issues from A to Z that impact small businesses and the economy.
And I've been very proud to tell you about the SBE Council for almost 11 years now, and so I'm going to continue to do that because no pound for pound, nobody works harder than SBE Council, Ray Keating, Karen Kerrigan, the president and founder, and the others there, than these guys do. And I encourage you to check out their website, and especially if you are a small business, folks, you need to know about these guys. Find out what they do. Support them. Ray,
Real quick, Jim. When you go to the website, you can also go to our blog, Business Trends Blog.
Right.
And there's something new, absolutely every day, right there too. So.
Good. And also, don't forget they can find out how your delegation, your member of Congress, and your senators voted on small business issues. Still do that, can't you?
Right. We are finalizing the current congressional rating card right now.
All right, so check that out while you're there, Ray. The Fed meets today, and I know that last week they thought that they could hold rates steady because inflation has come down, gold's come down, oil prices have, the bottom's dropped out of oil prices, and other than the fact that that the economy is tightening, the unemployment's gone up a little bit, basically they felt they didn't have to worry about inflation anymore, so they weren't going to have to raise rates. And they thought the economy was going to be on a fairly even keel, so they wouldn't have to lower rates. But then we had this weekend. What do you think now?
Well, I think the Fed under Bernanke has been not worried enough about inflation. That's been my problem with these guys. So I think right now, if I was sitting in this seat, I would leave the Fed funds rate where it is, 2%.
You don't think under the current circumstances that the financial markets need some kind of a little blankie?
Nah, because going from 2% to what, 1.75% isn't going to make any difference.
It's an emotional thing, isn't it?
Well, and unfortunately, you're right.
That's the blanky part of it.
Yeah, that's right. All it would be emotional. But I think, where my concern has been with the Fed in terms of they've been wandering from their main job, which is to keep inflation under control and secure the value of the dollar, and they've failed in that miserably, quite frankly. So I don't think going further down that path of signaling, that we don't really care about inflation is necessarily a good thing.
They opened up Pandora's box with the Bear Stearns thing, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's, in a time of crisis, the Fed needs to open up, and make funds available and so on. And,
like they did with the discount window available to non-commercial banks.
Right, but they're creating some real problems here, the potential of moral hazard, and setting precedents where, the government is going to be more and more involved in regulating this.
Yeah.
That's not what we need. We need the market to work. We have a painful process.
Which means that some companies have to fail.
Right. That's it. We have a painful process.
Do you think if Bear Stearns had failed, that wouldn't have been as bad of a ripple as they were afraid it would be?
No. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, the notion that they were saying that if Bear Stearns goes under, our financial markets will crumble and so on and so on was
right.
A bunch of baloney. That was a
you
bunch
don't, you
of
don't
baloney.
Agree with that? Okay.
Absolutely not. I have far too much faith in the markets than these guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. And what bothers me it does bother me when the government wanders over into this moral hazard area and potentially invites Congress and regulators to come in even more, even greater the degree than we do have now with Sarbanes-Oxley and all this other stuff. That's going to happen eventually, by the way, Ray. Now that they've wandered over into this thing, I don't know how you sort all this out. Now we've got AIG about to fail, and some people say that's too big to fail.
Oh yeah, and I'm no doubt we're going to hear that, and I was going to say in the coming days, but with this,
I heard somebody say too big to fail and too big to punish.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that we have to remember here is that the market works, and there's a reason why firms fail.
Yeah.
And you have to as I said, this is going to be a very painful process, and this is not going to stop until we hit a bottom in the housing industry and real estate and so on. And,
failure
and
is
I don't know,
part
I don't
of
know when
capitalism.
I don't know when that's going to be.
So you think the Fed will not lower rates, or they should not? You can't say they shouldn't. What will they do?
You know what? I think I think they're going to play it smart, and they're going to stand pat at 2% and see what's going to happen over the next few days.
I think they're going to drop a quarter.
Okay.
I don't think they should, but I think they will. Hey, Ray, we'll see how it turns out. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right, take care, Jim.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, with SBECouncil.org. Check that out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.